Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless his blessing. Rest upon every one of you. Truly, we do want the Lord on this morning for every one of you. I'm live in the chat room, live by phone, archived, and on the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Truly, we do praise and give honor. Morning for every one of you. Amen. I'm alive in the chat room, live on phone, archives, and on the podcast. May the Lord riches. Praise indeed. We are grateful. We are thankful for the Lord. Amen. For this glorious opportunity to share, amen, words of life, words of of your journey, not only your journey for the week, or the journey of the month, or the year, but the remaining of your sojourn here on earth. Amen. Our goal, our purpose is to encourage and to strengthen, amen, the body of Christ. Amen. So we are living in beginning of perilous times. Amen. Jesus said that when we hear these things, be of good cheer, be of good courage. Amen. For these are the beginning of the birth pains. I have not been in labor, praise God, but I have worked and taken care of those who were in the beginning of the birthing process. And I'm here to tell you, it is a that only God himself and the female involved. You can be there for encouragement, but it's between the woman prayerfully she has the Lord. If she don't have the Lord, I believe that in the midst of the first one, she should be crying out, Lord, I give you my life, come get, because it is something to behold that you will never forget. I had the pleasure or the learning opportunity to work on a particular unit. Amen. And I tell you, it was not in our plan. It was not in our goal. But when the Lord wants to teach you lessons, amen. And Isaiah 54 really came into amen, that blessed is the barren woman. She will bear more fruit than the one who has given birth. But in the natural, we came home and we honored our mother. Beginning from that particular day, every day, I didn't wait for some so-called legalized date. No, I came home, hugged my mother, thanked her, and I believe from that day forward, I really didn't have her to do anything. Because when you truly see what the female body goes through and what the female endures, my God, who thank for all the mothers who are with us on earth and who are going on to be with the Lord, we bless you, we thank you. And for the future mothers, but for those mothers who kill the babies, my God, that, I mean, go through all of the process, 9 months, go through the pain, and then kill the baby, something mental. And I mean that in the wicked form. I'm not talking about no medication. I'm talking about as a demon, that's a devil, or the pit of hell. And she's just evil to the core. Because... But at any rate, we give the Lord praise on this morning. We want to, those of you who have access to the internet, go to Insta Memorial. Insta Memorial, if you're feeling down that particular day, you come back with ways of being encouraged. And then also, go to Black and Missing Foundation. Amen. Black and Missing Foundation. None of these people, they did not ask. They don't even know the book that I'm giving them props if it were. But they're good people. Go there. And then also, go to this account, JUST. And then you have a slash at the bottom, and then it's KAMIL. And go there and be a blessing to the baby. Just go there and let the Lord lead you. Amen. We are in perilous times. I normally don't do this. I have never done this 5 years of being on the ministry. Amen. We're celebrating 5 years of being obedient to the Lord. This is not our normal time. Our normal time is 3:30 in the morning. Amen. 3:30 in the morning. Those of you who would like to walk with us in the cool of the day with the Father, please feel free. Amen. We're coming on every single night, but now we come on as the Lord leads us. But majority of the time is 3 to 4 days in the week, and every Sunday, every single Sunday, we will be on the air for 5 years. We have 5 years this past April, amen. We were on the air for the first 4 years, every single day, didn't miss a day. And then due to circumstances that were beyond our control, amen, we recently just came back on after being hospitalized, amen, for several months. We died, amen, but God is faithful, and we are here to decree and declare the works of the Lord, amen. We give him praise on this morning for giving us the opportunity to complete the assignment and the charge that he placed within us to complete, amen. So when the enemy comes at you, don't take it personal, it's business. Amen. Why you say it's business? Because we are about our Father's business. Amen. And we have been bought with a price. Amen. And when you are living a committed life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you no longer look like yourself. You look like your daddy. In the natural, many of us are known by how we look so much like our daddy or our mother. We look like our parents. So therefore, don't take it personal, huh? When the enemy comes in, like I was in the Lord, this episode, don't take it personal. It's just business. Why? Because Satan, in his twisted mind, think he still has business to attend to pertaining to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Remember when he was evicted from the kingdom of Father, our home. Yes, that is our home. We live there. We have two addresses. Amen. We are seated with our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in heavenly places. And we are having a temporary sojourn here on earth. Amen. So we have two addresses. We have two addresses. We have two homes. Amen. But one is temporary and one is permanent. This here on earth is temporary. What you say now? Felt my help on that one. And we are permanently seated with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who bought us, who paid for us, he paid our ransom. So he is our King's liberty. We were polluted in our blood. Oh, but the master walked by one day and he heard a faint cry. And his head began to turn in your direction. And he didn't let the stench of your sin turn him away now. He kept walking. Because he heard this little faint cry one day. What's it say? I feel my help here now. And he kept walking. And when he came to the spot, he didn't see anything, but he heard a voice. A little whimper. That you had to be real silent to hear. And he heard it, and he got down on his knees, and he began to dig. You know? He removed the dirt and the mire and the years of evil, wicked living. And he said, oh, I found my son. I found my daughter who I had been looking for. Where's my beloved? My beloved, where? And he heard your faithful. And he stooped down and dug you up and pulled you up and out of the mire. And pulled you into his heart. And that's where you reside. So, Father, we thank you for hearing our faint cry one day. When everybody else kicked us to the curb, when everybody else put their foot on our neck, when everybody else said that we would never be anything, when everybody else turned their back on us, when everybody else decreed and spoke negative words over us, you spoke, you shall live and not die. You began to laugh. The word tells us that you laughed at Satan and his human agents because you knew that their sojourn would soon be over. Father, we give you praise and glory that you looked on us one day. You heard our cry one day. And you walked toward the cry. You didn't walk away from the cry. You walked toward the smell. You didn't walk away from the smell. And then you got down on your knees and you began to dig. And you pulled us up and out of the miry clay. And you pulled us into your heart. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Master. Thank you. We honor you on this morning. There's no other God but you. We reject all other gods. There is none other. We won't bow our knee to nobody. I tell you, we'll kick them. We will not bow. We make a cognizant decision, three human boys. Okay? We're mindful of your position. But we know the one who put you in that position. What you say now? And we put our reverence and our obedience to him and to him only. And so this is what we say. Satan, you are defeated, flow out of our lives. We worship and praise the true and the living God. We reject you. We renounce you. You ain't nothing. Huh? And so we fear the true and the living God. Before we give you praise and glory and this morning, we thank you. Look on my sisters and brothers out loud. We kept them out of phone archives of the podcast. Father, we thank you for strength on this morning. Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you. We already got the victory. We already walking in the victory. We already abiding in the victory. We already talking in the victory. We already breathing in the victory. How can you say that? Because you touched us with a finger of love on this morning. Heart beating on time. In time, what you say now? Huh? We are worshiping the true and the living God. Because if it was up to the enemy and his human agents, we would have been gone a long time ago. But you said, no, not on my watch. And how long is your watch? Your watch is from everlasting to everlasting. And you made sure that we always be victorious. You sent your son. And what is his name? The sweetest name I know. Because I love my mama much as I love my daddy. But they had to come to him and bow to him, and they had to teach me about him. So, Jesus, how sweet is his name. Sweeter than the honey on the... sweeter than the best ice cream. Sweeter than the sweetest of candy. Sweet. He's sweet to my soul. He's sweet all in my toenails. I tell you, he's sweet. That's how I can rejoice. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. When you find yourself in fiery trial, how can I rejoice? And I see all this going on. How? Because you got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he who is and was and soon to come. He whose name is Alpha and Omega. You can rejoice. Because you are already victorious. You are always victorious and triumphant. Why? Because you are there and enjoy that. You are a royal priesthood. And he who is the firstborn of the dead, and who is seated on the right hand of the majesty, intercedes for you. And he gave himself for you. And then he rose triumphantly, all power in heaven and earth, beneath the earth, throne, visible, known, and unknown. What you say now? We are triumphant, so the fight is fixed. So when Satan and his human agents began to come at you, just take them to the land. Now, it may take you a minute or two to start laughing. Maybe after a month or so, the trial's still going, I ain't left. And it just keep going and going and going. And these saps are still going. And you remember how you used to be and how you could eliminate the problem. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Got time for no smack. But because now that you are no longer your own, you've been bought with a price. And you know the master now. And y'all friends. And y'all on speaking terms now. And you call him daddy. And he know your voice out of everybody else. And you know when you call him daddy, he's going to respond. Allowing you to say, Daddy, Daddy. Daddy began to respond. Who messed with mine? Nobody messed with mine in here to tell about it. And I got a record. I got a track record. And my track record says zero tolerance against anybody that come against mine. When I made it in agreement with my friends, Abraham. I told them, don't worry about your haters, don't worry about your enemies. I got them. You didn't worship me. And as you worshiping me, I take care of the problem. And I don't care how big he is, I don't care what they title. You would ask Pharaoh. Still beneath the water. Him and his chariots, huh? Nobody come against mine and they'll tell about it. I'm God all by myself. I'm from the everlasting to everlasting, and nobody mess with mine. You better talk to David. His son thought he was going to, not mine. Nabal thought he was, not mine.
demon. I hung him and his kinsmen. Nobody messed with mine. I told that wicked Pharaoh, okay, you want to play hard again? I'd take son for son. Since you won't let my son live, I ain't going to let yours live. And we'll see you there. The last laugh. See, I control life and death. Death do what I tell it to do. I tell it to back off. So we honor you on this morning. Thank you for reminding us who we are. Who we are. And we don't have to take no smack from nobody. But we don't fight physically. Every now and then you'll release us. Yo, yes, you will. Yes, you will. How sweet you are. Every now and then you'll let us. Yeah. And then you say, when you finish, I'll pick up where you left off. What the? Hey, now. Because if they touch you, they off this planet anyway. You don't worry about witches and wizards and warlocks and necromancers and human agents that call themselves spying on you. Can't know your business. They're going to wish they had never knew your name. When I get through with them, there won't be nothing left. I wipe the whole nation out. Touch mine if you want to. And so, Father, look at your children. We thank you this morning. We give you praise for reminding us that you got our back. That you indeed fight for us. Somebody been on their jaw and been harassed and bullied. But you say today that bullying stops. You say today I wiped him off the map. Huh? The Lord says to you who being overlooked and rejected at church or being abused at your home or being abused by whatever your situation. Arrange my plan today to stop by and tell you everything will be all right. For help is here. Not that it's on the way. Help is here. Deuteronomy 9 says, I am the Lord your God, and I go before you today. Somebody holler today, 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 not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, but today. I'm the Lord who will remove this stubborn, wicked, evil enemy that refuses to leave. And I do it for my name's sake. I'm God all by myself, and I don't lie. And I don't utter a stutter, and I don't talk at the side of my neck. Father, we give you praise and glory. That we bless your name, that we serve the true and the living God, that don't utter a stutter and don't talk at the side of his neck, and he don't run like he run to. He told that wicked Laban, don't say nothing to him. He belonged to me. Don't say nothing with his good or don't say nothing with his bad. He's right. He is. I want him to know anything. I tell him myself. I'm God. Yes, I'm God. Nobody speak for me. I speak for myself. I'm well qualified. And I got my track record. So we give you praise and glory and honor. And we bless your name. We fear no man. Huh? We fear no man. 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 We
fear no one but God, the true and the living God, who breathed in us one day. Then he laid his hands on us and told us that we were blessed. Told us to subdue, to multiply, be fruitful, and replenish. That's who I'm talking about. Who stood outside of time, who yet is time, and thought and spoke, and it was. Yishatama. That's the God I serve. That's my daddy. Min name is Shotobu Kuraba Kandidi Sitted at Okuraba de Osotidikesata. So go, those of you who must go to work, must take the children to and from, go to in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Your victory was purchased by the blood. Till the Lord allows to meet again. Remember, I'm normally on 3:30. The Lord rearranged my schedule. I'm here today, this time. You will find us on the podcast, internet, or the we're working on our website, amen. You'll hear us again, if not on this side, in glory, amen, amen. We're going to be on a few minutes longer. Those of you who have your Bible, turn with me, if you will, to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. This has been a message that's really been in my spirit. The Lord has really been ministering to us about this particular chapter. But we're not going to focus on the entire chapter, not because of the time, but because what the Lord really wants to focus on. In the first verse, it states, and David said, is there yet, I'll be reading from the King James Version, amen. And David said, is there yet any, why the King James Version? Well, we know that it was translated, amen. And the closest that comes to the original Hebrew that we have, that we've been afforded and blessed to have, is the King James Version. Amen. Now, the NIV and the other translations, well, the NIV, you can look through it for studying, you know, certain scriptures, but from what I've studied and what I've reviewed is that, okay, Holy Spirit, reproof. Thank the Lord for those who hear, remind you who you are, that He has given you the authority to speak. Okay. Or the NIV, no. No. Too many scriptures have been taken out of context, twisted. Amen. To accommodate Satan's wicked agenda, amen. Now let's move forward. Okay, now, and David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now, verse 2. And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." Verse 3. And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul?" See, I can preach that right there. But we're going to move on. "That I may show the kindness of God unto him." And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son with his name on his feet." Man, I want to stay right there, verse 3, from what the father had began to reveal, but we're going to move forward. We're going to be obedient. Now, verse 4. Now, this is what Father wants us to put a pin in. Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5 say, "And the king said unto him, Where is he?" And Ziba
said. Remember Ziba is who? Ziba is the servant of Mephibosheth. Amen. Amen. So here we are. Verse 4. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, and the son of Amiel, and Lodabar. Verse 5. Then King David sent and fished him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Somebody holler, Lodabar. Lodabar. What the Lord wants me to pull out of this for you is that although Lodabar was a physical place on the map, a biblical town, the name Lodabar means place of forgotten people. Place of forgotten people. Place of down. No pasture. Nothing growing. Nothing vital. Nothing there. No life there. Lodabar. Now, what I want me to share with you is that there are places in the Word, okay, in the Word of God, we see, okay, we see places like, say, for instance, Ephesians, Corinthians, these are tangible, physical, and geographical places that you can, they can be located, if not on a modern map, on a biblical map. In other words, it is geographical. So just take the word geographical and apply it to your life. The geographical of your soul, the geography of your soul, the geographical place of your life. Where are you right now? Where are you right now in your walk with the Lord? Where are you right now in your walk with the Lord? Are you in heaven? Are you in the life? Maybe you're in Rome. What is the state of your life? What is the state of your life? What is the geography of your soul? What is the geography of your soul? Probably the title, it would be, you are no longer in the world. It's time to come out of Lodabar. Again, Lodabar was biblical time during the reign of King David. And again, the name Lodabar means down, place of forgotten people. In this particular position of no fault of their own. Same with me. I can use my life. I'm no longer the same. I've made peace with my pain. Hallelujah. And that's a shock right there. Because I remember one time I never would say anything about what I've gone through. But God is able. You abundantly wrong. You may not be where you want to be. But glory and thanks be to God in our ways. And you don't have to look over your shoulder long. You can just look to yesterday. You see it breathe. God is faithful. He's faithful to us when we're not. Faithful to don't want to be faithful to ourselves. Or we don't even want to stay here no more on this earth. We love you, Lord. He's so patient with us. He's so kind. You can't help but love us. Oh, we love you, Father. Oh, we glorify you. That's why he said, and he can sacrifice for praise. When you look and you really see what Jesus endured for you, you can't help but to praise him. That's why the Apostle Paul said that you have not suffered unto death by bleeding. Hebrews 12. So in the last few moments, Lodabar again means a place of down. Jesus came to pull you up from Lodabar. Many of us, we've been saved, sanctified, by Holy Ghost, we are living for the Lord, but our minds have still been in Lodabar. That's why he has not blessed us the way he desires. That's why you have not been fully into your ministry, fully into your purpose, because your mind is still in Lodabar. Yes, you physically out because you give your life to Jesus, but your mind, no matter, say my mind, still in Lodabar. That's what the same problem was with the children of Israel. They were physically out of the chain and bondage of Egypt, but their mind was still bound in chains in Egypt. But I come to break every chain, Ishanta, that the enemy has placed on your mind to keep you from moving forward. Do you not know that the Lord can change your life like that once you lose every chain? The Lord tells us in Jeremiah, he said, I came to remove every yoke and every bondage. Isaiah 1 says, the anointing destroys the yoke. And if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Father, I decree and declare that those that you have assigned to hear this message today, every yoke destroyed. Take my yoke upon you. Take my burden is light, my yoke is easy, and learn of me. Make it a change. Give Jesus your burden and take you. Ain't that not wonderful? Ain't that love? Satan ain't gonna do that. He's a thief, he's a robber, he's a murderer, he's the hireling. He'll leave you standing just to mock God, who he hates. That's why he's there deceiving the world, wanting to be God. In the music industry. He's still taking people on the mountain, the high cliff. You do this, you sacrifice this, I do that. Oh, let me get out of there. But I'm like the three-year-old boy. I ain't bowed to no music, no image. I don't need no Oscar. I don't need no Emmy. I don't need no none of that crap. Because I'm going to get my reward. And my reward don't have no dust or rust on it. I'm going to have a crown. Yeah. As be close. My ship could not receive it, could not believe that he was being blessed when he lived long. And then he was crippled in both ways. He had a physical condition, and he also had a mental condition. Not only was he crippled in his leg, he was crippled in his mind, like many of us. I break that chain. Jesus came that you will receive life and have it more abundantly. You are no longer crippled in your mind. You're no longer crippled in your leg. You no longer abide in Lodabar. But you are now a son and a citizen of the kingdom of God. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Until the Lord allows us to meet again, I love you with the love of Jesus. And you no longer abide in Lodabar. Receive the blessings that God has for you. The tangible blessings that God has for you.